Welcome to another Madison Dawson Camby Library Show, and we're going to do something a little different this afternoon. We're not going to visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison Library because they have a special guest coming to all three libraries. Her name is Athena Kildegard, and she is a poet, a writer, and a teacher, and Athena joins us by phone. Good afternoon, Athena.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Wow. We're pretty excited to have you at all three libraries on November 5th. It's a Saturday. So are you looking forward to that?
Oh, you bet. I love all three of those places, Canby, Dawson, and Madison.
Yeah.
Such, towns with deep histories and a lot of cool people doing cool things.
Awesome. Well, Athena, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Great. Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
So I teach at the University of Minnesota Morris, which is in Morris, of course, and I'm living now on a little country property north of Morris, about half an hour. So I have lived in this part of the world since 2001 when we moved here with our children, but I grew up in St. Peter, so I have pretty long roots in Minnesota, have traveled all over the place, lived in a lot of places, and a lot of that time I've been writing and reading poetry, so it's kind of one of my life's passions, I would say.
I guess, yeah. I was just on your website, Athena, and it's an amazing website, and you've written a lot of books over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. So this is my sixth book of poetry, and then a wonderful St. Paul poet, Margaret Hasse, and I were the editors of an anthology of poems about motherhood that came out right at the very beginning of the lockdown, the COVID lockdown. So it kind of had a rough start in its life, but has found a lot of readership. So we're happy about that.
Okay. Athena, what got you interested in writing, maybe as a little girl? Or tell us a little bit about that, your passion for writing, how you got started.
Yeah, that's so great. So I was really lucky to grow up into a family of readers. My mother loved reading and loved reading aloud to me and my younger brother and sister, and my dad was a professor of English at Gustavus. From a very young age, I was being read to, and books were available to me, and because my dad was a professor of English, he was connected to a lot of Minnesota writers, and so people like Bill Holm and other Minnesota writers came through our house, and so I just got to hear a lot of poetry and other, other genres. So it kind of came into me by osmosis, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. So poetry is your main thing that you do then?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can I ask you to read some of your poetry to us this afternoon?
I would love to read you. So this book, Prairie Midden, has a few different kinds of things going on in it, but one of them is a series of poems. They're all called Prairie Daughter, and each one is dated.
Okay.
And the idea behind this was...
is your new book, right? You're talking
this
about?
This is my new book,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yep.
So my original idea around this book was to find writing by women about the prairie, and I spent a lot of time in the Minnesota History Center in St. Paul, and the project kind of changed, and I ended up writing this series of poems that kind of give voice to young women. You could imagine a girl woman of about 16, 17 years old, daughters of settlers on the prairie. So these poems start, the first one is dated 1832, and the last one is dated 2032. So this is one from 1877.
Wow.
And it tells about an event that a lot of people out here know about.
Okay.
So here's the poem.
Yep, go ahead.
Mama and the Smalls mixed up bowls of bran and molasses to attract the grasshoppers, and arsenic to kill them. All of the molasses we'd said would make February tolerable. Whole tribes of grasshoppers settled on Papa's one saddle, eight-tooled surface right down to the pressed wool. Imagine all those tiny mandibles sawing and sawing at what was once cow. And the cows, twitchy in the field, laden with the winged mob and their bellies full of what we'll long for come winter. There's no escaping the plague and no knowing what sin brought it. Papa said the priests led a parade down Atlantic Avenue in his white cassock, someone carrying the cross, praying that the grasshoppers be purged. So that is actually a true story about the priest walking down Main Street, getting people to pray in the hopes that they could chase the grasshoppers off.
Oh, wow. That was wonderful, Athena. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Yeah.
So the prairie has a special meaning in your heart. Tell us about your name of the book. Why did you name it what you did? Prairie.
Yeah,
Midden.
That's great. It has prairie in the title because the whole book concerns itself with the prairie and especially with the loss of the prairie. So the loss of the prairie really started with a time when settler agriculturalists, you know, began busting the sod and planting wheat. And that, you know, that effort continues to this day. Like, you drive across the prairie, even, you know, in the spring often, and you'll see people tiling and, you know, they're just returning or taking, you know, converting land into agriculture.
Right.
So that's sort of the big drive behind the book, and it's called Prairie Midden because I'm thinking about middens, those places at archaeological digs were the site where people threw away their garbage.
Oh.
And you know, we think about archaeological digs as being digs of the palaces and the temples, the places where the rich people lived. But if archaeologists want to know about this sort of average people who lived in a place, they often consult the midden and see what people were eating and what, you know, what they would find shards of pots that were broken, and you could have a sense of, you know, what people were using in their daily lives. So I just stole that idea to think about the way in which we've buried the prairie. You know, we've covered it up, and my book, in a way, is a kind of a digging up of the prairie, an uncovering of it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so, interesting. I did not know that. So,
yeah,
thank you.
Cool.
You're going to be in Madison, Dawson, and Canby. Tell us about that, Athena.
Yeah, this is really fantastic. It's I'm going to come. I'll have my books available, of course, if people want to read them. And my plan is to read a few poems. And, you know, with any luck, I mean, one of the things that often happens is people have all kinds of stories about their own family's experience of being out here. So it might be a nifty opportunity for people to share their own family histories.
Yeah. Interesting. So you're going to be in Canby and Dawson and Madison on Saturday, November 5th,
mm-hmm.
correct?
So, it looks like I'll be in Canby at 9 and in Dawson at 11:30 and in Madison at 2 p.m.
All right. That'll be a full day for you. That'll be
it's
fun.
It's going to be a great day. Yeah, it's going to be a great day out on the prairie, Paul. I'm going to be out on the prairie.
Awesome. So I want to encourage everyone that's listening, mark that on your calendar, Saturday, November 5th. Canby at 9 o'clock, Dawson at 11:30, Madison at 2. Athena Kildegard, a poet and writer and teacher, will be there. And check her out and visit with her and buy a few of her books. So.
great.
Yeah, Athena, thanks for the visit this afternoon. I really
appreciate
it.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
I sure look forward to meeting your listeners.
Okay. All right. That's Athena. Right. Yep. Thank you, Athena. And
thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Bye.
And that wraps up another Madison Cambie Dawson Library Show for today.